Recording in progress.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Your Money Life podcast, episode 220 of the podcast. We have a lot to get into today. Before we get into it, make sure you like, subscribe, five-star rate and review the pod, share with your family and friends. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the notification bell and the comments. Let's dive right in. And first and foremost, we're going to dive into our update on the markets and what is going on in the markets. So let's dive into that first and foremost. The market update. Really, it's been actually an interesting time for the market. It's a pullback. We've had a pullback in the market over the last week or so, if you look at the chart. Last week, 5 days, down 2.61%. Over the course of a month, it's showing the pullback, the reversion over that period. But again, if you look a little bit longer, it's been a fairly decent time for the market over 6 months, over a year. Year to date has been positive. But again, this pullback is necessary. And I think it's a lot of it's in the expectations that investors had on the market and when the Fed would start to lower rates, which are being revised. These estimates are being revised because the Fed's saying inflation isn't done. We're still seeing a lot of work that needs to be done on the inflation front. Therefore, we're not going to lower rates anytime soon. And so the market is readjusting to that news, especially the news that we got on the inflation numbers a week ago. And we also got some data on housing prices. So the median price of an existing home sold in March was $393,000, up from 4.8% from the year before. Inventory did improve, meaning the availability of homes, rising 4.7% up to 1.1 million homes. So it's showing the market when it comes to sales on the home front did drop a bit because there was a supply, but there was less buyers. And that has a little bit to do with obviously the rates that we're seeing right now when it comes to home buying. The mortgage rates are still pretty high. And so it's probably pushing a little bit of buyers to reconsider purchasing right now. So more supply did not cool home prices. However, the median price of an existing home sold in March was $393,000, up from 4.8%. So they're saying that the prices are still strong, but the amount of home sales dipped. People are still bidding up, but there's just less bidding going on right now when it comes to the home sale prices. So interesting to watch and keep an eye on. It's always something to keep an eye on, especially as we watch the markets in general. And again, it ties back into, as we were saying, the current market update. And big thing was on the inventory. Big thing was on the inflation front and what the Fed is going to do. But again, we see a little bit of reversion. That's normal in the markets. We said it would be another positive year, but we didn't want to get people to get too exuberant over what they saw in 2023. The company that is getting exuberant is Netflix, and they're seeing that analysts are expecting that their subscribers are going to surge even more than it already have. So they're saying a number of analysts think that the streaming giant Netflix will exceed expectations again when it reports earnings on Thursday, reflecting they'll have higher subs. 1.7 Netflix predicts they're going to have 1.75 million subs that they added over the same period a year ago. But, Morgan Stanley expects an impressive amount of new subs, and other Wall Street banks, sell side research firms expect the same. They had a lot of good content come out, and they've had a lot of, repurposed content, licensed content from HBO Max, original content that's done well. Some of their big hits have also done well. So I actually think they'll do really well on the subscribers gain. I've been a bullish of Netflix for a while, as you all know, and the company's done really strong. And I think they'll do well. Let's even check out what's the stock's been doing. If we go to our chart here, 6 month period, it's at 50% gain. Year to date, 26%. When you see this big jump here, this must have been an earnings call where it jumped up a bit here. Over a period of 1 year, up 88%. So yeah, it's a stock that's performed really, really well. Its track record is strong. So we'll watch that Thursday, the earning quarter of next week, And we'll see what happens. Is that next week or is that this week? That might be this today, but we'll watch it. We'll watch it. TikTok. We talked about the TikTok bill. It went through the Senate. Now the US House is set to vote as soon as this weekend on a measure that would give TikTok parent ByteDance a year to divest the app. So remember, the Chinese parent company ByteDance will have a year to sell to a US-based firm, company, private equity company, anything, but it has to be US-based before it would either be banned. So and I don't know if they'll sell. I highly doubt they would sell, but we'll see. It would actually give the Chinese company a 6-month divestiture deadline. Part of the reason they called it stalled in the Senate. So the new provision, okay, there was a new deal that kicked it out to a year to divest. That's a little bit better terms. If you're selling a billion, multi-billion-dollar company, you need a little bit more time, burn through the 6 months. So they repackaged the measure, and now it's going to the U.S. House to vote on it. We'll see. So TikTok is facing congressional action over the privacy concerns, and they're now going to vote. So this is what person says: don't estimate the power of creators coming together. We penned an open letter to the President Biden, urging him to reconsider his stance on the bill that would ban TikTok. So this is one of the creators that's saying they want TikTok. She has 5 million followers plus across social media, and she doesn't want it to be banned. And so there's a lot of people, the creators that are against this ban, the US-based creators, of course. Because they don't want to see some of their, path to creating content, their platform go away. But we'll see what happens. I mean, Biden said if the bill gets to his desk, he would sign it. If I believe that's what he said. And we'll see if the House votes in favor. That would actually be really, really interesting. NBA news, playoffs have started, play-ins have started, and the playoffs are starting this weekend. Really good games. The games are much, much better when there's something to play for. The players play defense, they hustle. It's a lot more competitive. Love watching the last, few weeks of the season, and then also the playoffs and play-ins before the playoffs. But it's getting heated up. But there was big news where a player, Jontay Porter, has been banned from life by the NBA for violating the league's gambling rules. So investigation found that he bet on NBA games and gave other bettors confidential information about his health, then limited his participation in at least one game. So Jontay Porter is the brother of Michael Porter, who is a superstar on the Denver Nuggets, who won the NBA championship last year. Jontay Porter was kind of a journeyman G League player, made it to the NBA, played a little bit limited action for the Toronto Raptors, but he was betting on games and also giving confidential information, kind of like insider trading to big time sports bettors. One person won $1.1 million on the information that he provided, but the betting company didn't pay it out. So it's a big scandal because, he's banned for life. That means he can never, he's off the Toronto Raptors, of course, and he can never play in the NBA or any, games affiliated with NBA subsidiaries again. And yeah, he won't be eligible for reinstatement. They take this very seriously because it erodes the integrity of the game. He actually bet on his own team to lose, right? Like, that's horrible. Like, if you're betting on your own team to lose, yeah, he had. It seems he has an addiction problem, a gambling problem. Hopefully, he gets the help he needs, but he's unfortunately facing the consequences of betting in the sport. So, when it comes to the NBA, their rules are players can bet, they just can't bet on any NBA games. They can bet on basketball, excuse me, they can bet on football, soccer, hockey, but they cannot bet on basketball. And so, he broke that rule on his own, as well as providing information to bettors. Moving to airline news, the airlines expect summer travel boom. This summer could break records for air travel, all the airlines are saying, despite a slew of high-profile plane safety issues, which is scary. But United Airlines expects to carry a record number of travelers. One executive said on a recent earnings call, while Delta Airlines predicts nearly some of its highest sales days in history, per their CEO, Ed Bastian. The return of corporate travel, leisure travel, all these different things play a role. Of course, the nice weather for winter folks. This is going to be a pretty interesting thing to watch. I think it will be. I mean, we're past a couple of years past the pandemic. We're in a situation where people want to travel, get back to doing the things that they were doing. I think we'll see it in a relatively strong travel summer. Yeah, we'll watch out for that. Tax day, we talked about that last time. So they're pretty much saying that, remember, President Biden had a plan to reduce customer service time when it came to deal with the IRS, which has been historically very, very hard to deal with here, very, very hard to get in contact with. They've gotten a lot better with this, we'll say, from people that have said that. They've now have more staff, their ability to, be able to get help for people that call in for service has been a lot better. So there, people are saying a positive reinforcement on that news. So keeping an eye on that. Was there anything else? The more student loan forgiveness stuff. Boom, personal spending on books is going up. Interesting. Americans' spending on books boomed during the pandemic. It seems everyone who caught the reading bug has stayed hooked. Are you reading more than you were? I'm an article person. I do sometimes Kindle it up or paperback it up, but I like the Kindle more than I like paperback. Yeah, I'm curious. I don't feel like I'm reading more than I was, just because of less time. I do make sure I catch my articles, my blogs that I need to catch on, but that's interesting. I'm not sure I believe that. I'm not sure I believe that. Let's jump into the personal finance question of the day. Personal finance question of the day. I like these two questions that we had, and they were actually quite interesting. The first one being, how many billionaires are in the world? Are there in the world? What would be your guess? I think I've seen this number before. I know it's under 2,000, if I'm not mistaken. It's probably around there, roughly. We'll see. Oh, it is above a little bit. Actually, maybe the pandemic and different things that happened in the last few years have increased that number, but it's 2,781 billionaires in the world. And so not a lot of people. So the mega wealthy, 287, 200, 2,781. That list 141 more than in 2023, so a little bit of gain there, and 26 more than in previous record set in 2021. So yes, there's a little bit over 2,000 billionaires in the world. A good question. Let's find this one. What is the right age to get a credit card? For those with kids out there, what is the right age for you to get them a credit card? And the answer, I would say, like, what is it, like 15, 16? Some financial experts recommend getting a credit card when you turn 18. Okay, so 18, more when you go to college or whatnot. That's not bad. Okay, I would say 15 or 16 would be a guardian's credit card, right? Like a close parent or something on that as well. 18 would be one that where you trusted with a very low limit, I would say. But yeah, these are, good things to think about, especially for those who have kids or planning to have kids in the future. Folks, that is the Your Money, Your Life podcast, episode 220 for this week. Make sure you tap in, share, and like with your family and friends, and we'll talk to you next week.